One, two, three, four.
Welcome to Song Salad with Shannon and Scott.
I'm Shannon.
And I'm Scott.
And I'm a professional writer and your resident lyricist.
And I'm a professional musician and your resident composer.
And together, we toss up a new song each week.
Using a random music genre.
And a random topic.
That's right. Using our proprietary, patented, Petrushka theme song, industrial strength salad spinner.
Okay.
I don't know. We randomized over 500 music genres.
And hit the random article button on Wikipedia to get our topic.
We were talking about Russia, so Petrushka came into my mind.
Oh.
Well, this is a special week.
It is indeed.
It's a salad bowl episode.
Burr, 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 salad bowl.
Which means we take our genre and topic suggestions from our $10 and up Patreon donors, toss them up in the salad spinner, and use one of them.
And we alternate every month, topic or genre. And this month, it's a genre.
Yes. So let's see what's in store for us this week as we fire up the salad spinner to generate our random genre and topic. This week, we're writing a song in the style of...
Witch House.
Thank you, JD.
Thank you, JD.
About 24 Kitchen, a Portuguese TV channel. Cool.
Okay.
All right. So what did JD give us here?
He gave us Witch House.
And that's W-I-T-C-H.
The spooky kind.
Yes. So house, we know, is usually an electronic genre.
Yeah.
And witch, we know, is usually spooky.
Yeah. Well,
so,
there we go.
There we go. Spooky electronics.
Yeah. I mean, I'm guessing it.
Haunted computers. Keyboards that just turn on their own.
Yeah. I'm going to guess it has something to do with, like, I don't know, like that, like, scene. It feels to me more like an aesthetic, right? Mm-hmm. Like, because there are certain genres where it's like people dress up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, like, I don't know. That's
so it's like DJs dressed as witches.
Yeah.
They're like, instead of doing dubstep, they're doing double step, bubble step, toil and trouble step.
DJ Cauldron.
DJ Cauldron. That's so good. Oh, we can come up with some good witch DJ names.
We absolutely will come up with good witch DJ names. Cannot wait.
DJ Broomstick.
Okay, so we'll dig into that.
Okay, and then our topic is 24 Kitchen.
I mean, in the title of this article, it describes it as a Portuguese TV channel. Mm-hmm. Cool, great, excellent. But I mean, other than that, it's probably food related, yeah?
Yeah, first sentence is 24 Kitchen is a Portuguese pay television channel, so you gotta be spending the big bucks to get it.
For 24 Kitchen.
That features programs about food and cooking. It is owned by the Walt Disney Company.
Oh, God. Disney owns everything.
Wow. So, yeah. Like Food Network. Portuguese Food Network.
Rich People Portuguese Food Network.
Every show is only cooking lobster and eating caviar. All right.
Okay.
Let's dive into this witch house, shall we?
Thank you, JD.
Do you think it should just be called Haunted House?
That's so good. Oh, it's so much better.
It's so much better.
Oh, it's so much better.
Well, here we go. Witch house.
Oh, lame.
Well, I'm spooked.
Consider me spooked.
This is, it's actually creepy. Really creepy.
I really like it, though.
It's really cool.
I like the kind of like dark, grimy sludginess of it.
Yeah. I enjoy like dark pop and punk and like industrial music in general, but this kind of takes it to another level. So let's get into the details here.
Yeah, let's talk about it.
Witch House is an occult themed dark electronic music micro genre and visual aesthetic, as you mentioned, that emerged in the late 2000s and early 2010s. So it's heavily influenced by chopped and screwed hip-hop soundscapes. So let's stop there and just talk about what that means.
Yeah. So chopped and screwed refers to the practice of taking certain samples, especially vocals, slowing them down, kind
way
of like
down,
pitching them to like about 60 to 70 beats per minute, and then doing things like processing that sample so it like skips or mm-hmm. it like repeats beats or it like cuts in and out.
Yeah.
Record or scratches.
In the case of hip hop, a lot of times like the vocals are replaced in certain spots by a record scratch. So it's instead of me being like Shannon, it'll be like Shannon.
Great, great example. Love it. So whenever we, you'll hear some of that in some of the examples that we've picked. So we'll mm-hmm. point that out.
Yeah. So in addition to chopped and screwed hip hop soundscapes, which house is influenced by industrial and noise experimentation, and it features the use of synthesizers, drum machines, obscure samples, droning repetition, and heavily altered, ethereal, indiscernible vocals.
Yeah, it's like things are happening in another room, basically.
Or plane.
Yeah, yeah. Everything's yeah. really kind of far away and distant and mm-hmm. processed.
I love it.
Yeah, it's cool.
So the visual aesthetic mm-hmm. of Witch House includes the occult, witchcraft, shamanism, terror, and horror-inspired artwork, collages and photographs, as well as significant use of hidden messages and typographic elements such as Unicode symbols.
Yeah, so the way that this shows up most prominently in this genre is in the names of the bands and in their mm-hmm. Song titles. So you'll see a lot of like A's replaced by triangles and
right.
T's replaced by crosses. Mm-hmm. And
so what is Unicode?
Unicode?
Yeah.
Unicode is a, I mean, this is going to sound repetitive, but like a universal symbol that all computers recognize. It is a, to read their like real definition, it is a computing industry standard for the consistent encoding, representation, and handling of text expressed in most of the world's writing systems. Hmm. It's what ensures that whenever you open your iPhone, like, keyboard in Japan and yeah. in the US, like the same emoji like comes up.
Got it.
And you know how sometimes like whenever there's like a bug or something breaks, like an emoji will be replaced by like a square and a like at symbol or something.
Just like a bunch of lines and a question mark.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like because of problems with the Unicode.
Like if someone has a phone that's more updated than you and then yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Understood.
Hmm.
All right. So we should definitely incorporate that in our song title and band name this week.
Yes. Let's talk about like, okay, how are we describing this sound a little more evocatively? Mm-hmm. It's been called provocative and transgressive, quote unquote, like pop music wafting out of Castle Dracula.
Which is awesome.
That's a very fun and evocative way to describe it. It's characterized as oozy, dark, transgressive. And it blends the line between abrasive and harmonic. And there's an artist named Nurgle Jones. And I really like this quote a lot. The easiest way I can find to describe Witch House comes from this scene that takes place at the start of the movie Blade. You know, the one with vampires.
Thank you.
Where there are a bunch of vampires in a club amid humans. All of a sudden, in the midst of dancing, the movie slows down and blood starts spraying from the ceiling, much to the glee of the vamps and the horror of the humans, like a heavy, pulsating blood beat.
They're not wrong.
Yeah. This sounds like vampire dance music.
Yeah. Well, let's listen to an example right now while that's in your head.
Yeah.
Let's go with, first off, a group called White Ring and their song IXC999 rolls right off the tongue. Here it is. So you heard that it's creepy, it's slow, it's heavy, it's dense. The vocals that came in were completely washed in reverb and low pitched, and they're using things like what sound almost like gunshot samples.
yeah.
in there, in addition to the electronic percussion and synthesizers, and like the noise elements come from those like really rough, gritty kinds of sounds that are in there.
In the music video for this, mm-hmm. there's a it looks like an old timey like black and white video,
mm-hmm.
and in the beginning, there's a poster with a advertising like a performance by a woman, and her name is Irma Vep. And then as the like camera lingers on it, the letters rearrange to vampire.
Isn't there like a book or a play or something about Irma Vep?
Really?
I think so.
Is she a real
person? Sounds really familiar. Or it's just like a vampire story.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Irma Vep is a 1996 film directed by French director Olivier Assayas, starring Hong Kong actress Maggie Cheung. A story about the disasters that result as a middle-aged French director.
This is what I'm thinking.
Attempts to remake Louis Feuillade's classic silent film serial Les Vampires.
Oh, okay.
So it's a movie about the making of a movie about vampires.
Ah. So this genre rose to prominence, as we said, in the early 2000s or late 2000s and early 2010s. The internet helped spread the genre. It was pretty underground before that. And it apparently rose in popularity alongside genres like sea punk, which looks like mermaid punk.
Yeah.
And something called vaporwave. So we're going to add those to our list.
We sure are.
Some of the groups that are notable for Witch House are Damon or Amon.
I don't know. It's a triangle.
Triangle. A-I-M-O-N in all caps. Clams Casino.
Love that.
Glass Teeth, stylized as GL triangle SS cross 33 cross H.
Yeah, I like the one called Horse MacGyver, formerly slash 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 triangle 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 backslash backslash backslash.
There's also Mascara, M triangle S little triangle C big triangle R A. And then there's a band called Ooh.
Ooh.
It's lowercase O, capital O. Lowercase O, capital O, capital O.
Ooh. Ooh.
I love it.
It's very good. Let's do another example.
Yeah, let's do one by Triangle Amon. Called Great. A Screw, Holy Money.
Witch House got its name was actually kind of a joke, which I feel like a lot of these micro genres like start as someone like calling it that sort of offhandedly, and then it gets picked up in like one publication and widely mm-hmm. distributed. And it was coined in 2009 by Travis Egetti, who performs under the name Picture Plane. He conceived it as a joke. And they called it Witch House because it's occult-based house music.
Mm-hmm.
And then he did an article in Pitchfork. And then once it got into Pitchfork, then Flavor Wire picked it up. And then the genre now exists, for better or worse. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of these bands don't necessarily call themselves Witch House, as we see a lot with these electronic music genres. They can be ethereal wave, noise, shoegaze, chill wave. But then Witch House is applied to them.
One of the things I also saw in this article is that it says that it's suspected that some of the bands use those Unicode symbols in order to make them harder to Google.
To try and keep it more like underground. That's kind of cool.
It is kind of cool.
I like that. Let's do one last example and then figure out how we're going to do this.
Yeah.
Last example is by a band called Salem, very witchy.
Mm-hmm.
And it's called I'll Fly With You / Forever Young.
Close to
some of the comments on this on YouTube are pretty heavy.
Yeah?
This one says, damn, this song gives me a feeling like something inside me is missing. It makes me feel sad, yet a bit happy at the same time. I love it so much.
Wow.
And then someone else said, this is like the sound of my childhood mixed with a new hopelessness of growing up and dreams being crushed. Like there's still the memory of those beautiful old days, but with a bitter taste to them now. I guess no one's going to be forever young.
Wow. Okay.
That's the power of music, friends.
Yeah, jeez. I was looking up lyrics to a lot of
tell
these songs.
Me.
Well, first of all, you can barely understand any words that are being
said. Part of the genre.
Yeah, but when you look up the lyrics, it's very varied, okay. I will say. So sometimes it's just samples from other songs, mm-hmm. and that's where they're pulling the vocals from. Other times, the songs are just like one short repeated verse,
okay.
or like verse chorus, but it's like not a lot of variety. Like there was an ooh song called Burnout Eyes that was just like alternating between like two line phrases the
and
whole
didn't
time.
You say that the Google like lyric readout had just question marks in it for anything you couldn't understand?
Yeah, there was like there was one that was just like, I pray to. And then there was just like a question mark in brackets next to it because you can't tell what they're saying. And while I would say that there's a very big variety in what the subject matter is, like there, it is united by a kind of like dark, creepy feeling. And mm-hmm. I would say probably explicitly not songs about like love and relationships.
I would assume not.
Yeah. So I think we'll just stay out of that whole realm.
Yeah, I know that the bands were inspired by post-punk music, mm-hmm. so I'm assuming a lot of the lyrics probably are similar to post-punk lyrics, like The Cure and Cocteau Twins.
Cocteau Twins?
Yes, one of our favorites.
They're so good. Are we ready?
I think we're ready. I think I understand. And I'm interested in how we can embed a hidden message.
Me too.
Somehow, whether it's like a subliminal thing in the music of like if I put something like backwards, mm-hmm. like a Beatles Paul is Dead
or Vuvuzela
moment, or Vuvuzela,
where we said Ayn Rand backwards in that song.
Yes, we did. Or just like whispers or something in your lyrics that has like comes some kind of a hidden meaning or message in it.
Yeah, I was thinking of trying to do some kind of like acrostic poem or something, like in the first letter of each line of the lyrics. I don't know. We'll figure it out.
Okay, cool. Yeah. In the meantime, we're going to learn about 24 Kitchen.
But first, we gotta get that lettuce.
Yum. Song Salad this week is brought to you by Dashlane.
Hey, Dashlane. It's an app for your phone and computer that manages all of your passwords and personal information so that you can speed through the internet with ease.
It saves and fills that personal information, including credit card information, and syncs across all your devices so you can quickly access your accounts and check out with online shopping anywhere you go.
We used Dashlane this week, didn't we, Boo?
We did. So I needed to log on to Spotify, and I didn't have access to our account. But Dashlane has a feature where you can share a password with another user.
Yeah. So Scott just texted me, hey, do you have our Spotify podcasters login? And I was like, it's coming right at you in Dashlane. And you got the password securely without me having to like type it out and send it in a text message or an email that could potentially be hacked or seen by someone else.
Mm-hmm. And then Dashlane does the copying and pasting for you in a safe, encrypted way. And I don't have to worry about it.
Yeah.
So if you want this, and of course you do.
Yeah.
Go to dashlane.com/songsalad. Download the product and use premium for free for 30 days.
No credit card required. And there will never be any ads or spam or anything like that in the app.
If you love it, use the code SONGSALAD at checkout for 10% off premium.
We love hearing that some of our listeners have already downloaded Dashlane or are using it. People have been posting in the produce section and it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Thanks for supporting us, guys.
Yes. And now, what we've always wanted, a Witch House Dashlane jingle.
Oh, let's do it.
Your
Shadow backwards is without shooting.
24 Kitchen.
Obrigado, everybody.
What does that mean?
I think it means welcome.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I speak no Portuguese.
Oh, I speak less than no Portuguese.
It seems
like the most inscrutable language on earth.
Which is perfect for Witch House.
Actually, yeah.
Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah. So we went to the 24 Kitchen website.
Yep.
And I guess the only thing to really say about it from a background perspective is that it's based on the Dutch channel 24 Kitchen.
Yes.
And that it has a mix of both Portuguese programming and then other like shows, international shows that are imported to the channel.
Right. That focus on international cuisine. So very much like the Food Network or the Cooking Channel, the Dutch version was launched in 2011, and then the Portuguese version was launched a year later. The Dutch version website has a list of shows that are on it, so I'm assuming the ones on the Portuguese version are similar. So let's just read some of these TV shows on 24 Kitchen.
Okay.
Amazing Wedding Cakes.
Oh, and that is one word, wedding cakes.
Wedding cakes.
Yeah.
Avec Eric, which I know, I've seen that show.
That's the Eric Repair show, right?
Yeah. Bill's Food.
Oh, Bill's Food.
If you're wondering what Bill's eating.
It's just a live feed of his kitchen, and it's just a man who makes like a turkey sandwich and eats it slowly over the sink.
That's Bill's Food.
It's Bill's Food.
Fast, fresh, simple.
You didn't do the Makkajajamakkajajid.
Yeah, I'm skipping those.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm sure that's Dutch, but I don't know what it means.
Yeah. Jamie's Family Christmas. Probably Jamie Oliver.
Oh, yeah.
From England. Meat versus Veg.
Nice.
I wonder what that competition show is like.
Mm.
No Reservations, Anthony Bourdain, Rudolph's Bakery, The Free Range Cook, The Taste of Cooking, The Taste of Life, Basics, The Taste of Life, Travel, and Jamie Oliver's Food Revolution. But
I like the one called Grenzaloo's Koken.
Grenzaloo's Koken. The Portuguese channel specifically has a show called Prato do Dia, which is a daily show presented by a woman named Filipa Gomez. And she has a 1950s rockabilly and pinup style. And is also a chef.
It just means she wears like kind of cute sundresses with like polka dots and like it's like lots of black, white, and red. And she has big, like thick rimmed glasses, and she puts kerchiefs in her hair and stuff.
There is an equivalent chef to this on Cooking Channel, and I think she's Canadian.
Oh, really?
Her
she's like rockabilly?
Cat something. Hold on. I just remembered this. Nadia G's Bitchin' Kitchen. It's not Cat.
Okay. Bitchin' Kitchen.
Yeah. Look at Nadia G. She's like biker pinup.
Yeah. She's not like 50s, but she's kind of like edgy.
Edgy rock and roll.
Yeah.
And she's got like an Italian jersey kind of thing going on. And she makes good food. Yeah. So anyway, it's probably like a very similar like programming model.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just to have that kind of a personality.
Yeah. So we watched a bunch of cooking videos, but they didn't have subtitles.
No.
And so it was, you know, you can kind of follow along because you can recognize most of what the ingredients are and you can like see the steps that they're doing. But yeah, it was a little impenetrable for us folks.
Right. We could catch certain words here, there, like salt.
Yeah.
Water.
Yeah. Sugar.
But you did find that on YouTube, there is a feature where you can enable auto translation of subtitles.
You can.
And what did that result in, Shannon?
That resulted in, I mean, first of all, just some first rate nonsense.
Yes.
Is what it resulted in. But it also resulted in, and we'll share this screenshot, one that said salt, pepper, and nutmeg together, 500 grams of crack. Crack.
And she's all exclusive.
And she's all exclusive. And then the second one, the end of that sentence was...
and she's all exclusive, involve and the medical record space as the
Yeah. So auto translate, not helpful.
Okay. So I put in salt. I put in nutmeg. I put in pepper. I put in crack. I get my medical records. I print them out. I throw them in the pot. She's all exclusive.
How much is 500 grams of crack? A lot of crack.
I think so.
500 grams of anything is a lot, right?
Yeah.
500 grams to pounds. Let's see.
Half a kilogram.
It's 1.1 pounds of crack. Exactly. That's a lot of crack.
That's a lot of crack.
Hey, guys, don't put crack in your food.
Pinch of salt, dash of nutmeg. 1.1 pounds of crack. It's for the whole family.
Oh, I wonder. Okay, hold on. I'm going to look up English to Portuguese and see if I can figure out what this translation was supposed to be.
Wow. Good luck. I'll keep saying some facts okay. in the meantime. So also, original Portuguese productions with Portuguese cuisine and local chefs are featured on 24 Kitchen, including chefs Lubomir Stanisic and Rodrigo Meneses, who were contestants in the Portuguese version of MasterChef. So good for them.
You want to know my guess?
What's your guess?
My guess is that it was something about cracked pepper or like cracking the spices, because it was nutmeg and pepper they were mentioning.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I think it was like supposed to be an adjective of like what you're doing to the spices, but yeah. Do we know enough, I guess?
I guess.
Yeah.
I guess so. What's witchy about this?
I mean, recipes are witchy.
Wow. That's true.
Right?
Especially if you translate them badly.
Yeah. Like all the weird ingredients in a cauldron. Mm. I have newt, toe of frog, grams of crack.
Here's an idea.
Yeah.
Go back to our roots.
Uh-huh.
Come up with a fun witchy recipe.
Yeah.
Translate it from English to Portuguese, from Portuguese to English, from English to Portuguese, back and forth, back and forth until it's gibberish.
Yes.
And then turn that into lyrics.
Okay.
There's already kind of a hidden message built into that, but we could also then alter it to add some kind of a hidden message.
True. Why not? I'm just going to look on their website and find a recipe.
Okay.
And then like zhuzh it.
Yeah.
And then let's go.
Awesome. I'm going to find some stuff to sample. My first idea here is I did find a commercial for the Portuguese MasterChef, mm-hmm. and there's like a fun theme song and like sounds of flames and stuff. And I think cool. if I slow that down,
yeah.
it would be pretty creepy.
Yes.
So I'll start with that and then add some like extra noise and synthesizer stuff going on around it to make it sound dark. And then whenever we record vocals to your lyrics, we'll slow them down and chop and screw them and make them sound distant.
I can't wait. Very excited. I'm also hungry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Let's cook something.
Okay. A song.
Cook up a song. This is so fun.
It's very fun.
I love it. I love it.
I think next year you should have a Halloween party. And then you should DJ your own Halloween party with custom witch house.
A witch house party.
Yes.
And then I can try out different DJ names too.
Yeah. Oh, we didn't pick like a DJ name or a band name.
Yeah, we need to. Well, I guess a lot of times this is just a DJ driven genre. It doesn't necessarily need to be a band. So
true.
We
DJ,
can just do one name.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
it doesn't
yeah,
have
yeah.
to be like DJ blank, but yeah. just like a name that can incorporate Unicode. So like A's and T's and like, What's spooky about salad?
What's spooky about salad? I mean, tomatoes.
Tomatoes. Oh, yeah.
We both hate tomatoes.
Okay, so how would we write out, like, tomatoes in Unicode? And that could be our name.
Yeah, well, it would be the cross, triangle.
No,
oh, no.
Cross, like, capital O.
O.
Yeah.
Cross. Triangle or yeah, triangle. T O. Oh wait, I missed the.
Potatoes. What are you spelling?
I was spelling potatoes.
I was like, what?
Hold on.
Should okay. we do like two of those little triangles next to each other for an
M? The M. Yes.
So cross O, two little triangles, big triangle, cross, little O,
three.
And then what about S? Is there a Unicode S?
Maybe there's like a Sigma or something.
Sigma.
Yeah.
That's our band.
Sigma?
No, tomatoes.
Oh. tomatoes spelled all messed up. Yeah, great.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
Well, should we hear what the lyrics are going to be?
Yeah. So here was my strategy, okay?
Yeah.
This is several cognitive leaps, so come with me on this journey.
I'm with you.
I looked up 24 Kitchen, Prato do Dia, that show that we were talking about with Felipa Gomez, and I just went on Pinterest to like look at like recipes from that show.
Oh, cool.
And I tried to pick the spookiest one.
Great.
So what I did was, and I went by image alone.
Yeah.
And I almost picked these like salmon hot pocket things. Ew. But then I saw what looked to me like a pile of congealed blood.
Ooh.
But it was a fruit gelato. It was like a quick fruit gelato that you just like put everything at once in a blender, blend it, and then serve it.
Pile of congealed blood.
It's what it looked like. So I went to the page with the recipe. And I took the rest. It's two steps. It's like put everything in a blender, serve immediately.
Wow.
Yeah.
I want to make
it. Yeah. You're like, I want to make this.
It's just frozen berries and stuff.
Yeah. So it's like
we can do this.
Frozen red fruits.
Yeah. We can do this.
Too. With really?
Yeah.
With Greek yogurt.
Yeah.
Honey.
Yeah.
Few sprigs of basil.
Sort of. Yeah.
We can't put dried basil in the gelato.
We have like a tube of pureed basil.
Oh, that may work. Yeah. Of basil?
Yeah, just a few 500 grams of crack of basil.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah, and 500 grams of crack. Is
you
also
added that to the
no,
recipe?
No, I didn't, but I should. Maybe we will. You're not going to be able to understand the lyrics anyway, so Great. Yeah, sure, it's
perfect.
In there. And then serve immediately. And then I could not figure out the end of this recipe.
Huh.
So it translated. So in Portuguese, it's like, Relembra as quadras populares.
So served to four people?
Okay. I think it's like it's like serve immediately and then like remember it's four portions or something. But it kept translating as remembering the popular courts. And I was like, what could that possibly be? So I kept trying to translate it in different ways and on different websites, and I could never figure it out. So I kind of like stripped that out and I added some spooky ingredients to it.
Oh, great.
So, and then what I did.
Yeah, what's your original then at this stage in the game?
The original was like, okay, I'll tell you the original. Add blended frozen red fruits, a Greek yogurt, and honey in the blender without forgetting a few sprigs of basil. Grind well and serve immediately while remembering the popular courts. Just think about them, you know?
I like the idea of recipes that instruct you to like ruminate on something.
Yes. Yeah. Your guests will be able to taste the popular courts.
After you put the sweet potatoes in the oven, just think about what your kindergarten teacher did for you.
Yeah. Just reflect with love. So what I did is I translated it, I kind of spread it out a little bit and I added in some spooky ingredients.
Yes.
So I added in, I said like red fruits, the color of blood.
Okay.
And I had them add in a dash of misery and then said, grind well, like the bones of your enemies.
Nice.
And then
witchy.
Yes. Very witchy. I translated it back and forth from Portuguese to English and then into Dutch just to like get in like a little bit of the Dutch flavor in there and then back into English. And so here's where we ended up.
Oh, I can't wait.
Mix frozen red fruits of blood color with Greek yogurt and honey. Don't forget some basil sprigs. A dash of misery. Grind well like the bones of an enemy. Serve immediately.
Wow.
That's it.
I can't believe it didn't like change the word sprigs.
I know. It went back
and
forth.
Of all the words.
It went into three languages and it stayed sprigs. So.
Sprigs. The most robust word. It's my next
universal.
New Yorker
article. It's a Unicode word.
Word.
Yeah.
Sprigs.
So that's it. I mean, I know we're going to like really distort these. So I didn't think it was that important that they do kind of rhyme. We've got honey, misery, enemy, and immediately.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
Yeah. So we can kind of do, and I know that a dash of misery is a mistake, but I don't even care.
Well,
I think
that should be the title. And instead of A's, we use triangles.
Yes. Perfect.
Triangle dash triangle misery.
Mm-hmm.
That's our song.
So good.
By Tomatoes.
By DJ Tomatoes.
Yes. It's perfect.
Very good.
Awesome. Okay, I can't wait to record this and slow it way down and make it spooky.
Yeah. Tell me about your spooky music.
Yeah, I think the most fun thing about this genre to me from like a music production standpoint is the not knowing what it's necessarily going to sound like and then seeing if it works aspect of it, which is a lot like cooking.
It is.
And
okay.
I took the commercial I found for Portuguese MasterChef and I isolated some of the music from it because it was very like intense, dramatic music.
Yeah, it was.
And here's what it sounded like originally.
Right. Sounds familiar. Sounds reality TV-esque.
And here it is slowed down to a quarter of its original speed.
It's pretty epic.
Yeah. And it goes on for much longer, obviously.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it's just slowed down. It's not pitch shifted. So it's not a lower key or anything than the original. It's exactly the same key, but it just slowed way down.
Got it.
Whereas with the vocals, I think we're both going to slow down and lower the pitch a bit.
Yeah, I think so.
In addition to this MasterChef music, I got this hip hop beat that originally sounds like this. Slowed it way down to 65 beats per minute to sound like this. And then I did the same thing with synth bass and two synthesizer layers. Just found things that I thought would sound cool and then slowed them way down. So here are those synth elements.
Cool.
And then vocals are the last ingredient.
I cannot wait to add a dash of misery.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think we should both sing it. There was one example we listened to that sounded like it had both like a higher pitch voice and a lower pitch voice singing at the same time. So I think we should do something like that.
Yeah. Let's. Why not?
Well, here is A Dash of Misery
by DJ Tomatoes.
A Witch House song. Thank you, JD.
About 24 Kitchen, the Portuguese paid television channel.
By Shannon and Scott. Something.
Yeah.
Wow. I think it turned out great.
I really enjoyed that.
I could definitely hear that playing in a vampire dance club as blood rains down on people.
For sure. In slow motion.
We achieved the prompt.
Nailed it.
Nailed it. JD, what a great suggestion. Thank you.
Really brilliant. I feel like our salad bowl patrons do a great job of picking topics and genres that they know we can really just like
sink our vampiric teeth into.
Exactly. We can really knock them out of the park. So thank you. JD, this is great. At the end,
yeah.
Did you guys catch the Master Chef?
Is that our hidden message?
Master Chef.
It's amazing.
You know how there's been stuff in the news lately about how Netflix is considering allowing you to change the speed of your
TV
shows, just like your podcast speeds?
Yes.
What if you were a kind of person that was like, no, I really need to slow it down to like quarter speed? Yes.
I just like, the plot just happens so fast.
Just need to catch all those details.
Yeah.
Master Chef. It would be like a 7-hour episode.
Yeah. Well, okay, so for those of you who do listen to Song Salad on like 2x speed.
Oh, we got to listen to that song sped up.
Yeah, I wonder how it would sound. Let us know if it still sounds cool. You weirdos.
So
listening
fun.
To podcasts.
If we have any listeners in Portugal,
yeah.
let us know. I don't think we've interacted with anyone from Portugal yet.
No, especially since I will be in Portugal.
Whoa.
I'll be in Portugal December 11th and 12th.
Wow.
And then, I'll be in Lisbon.
Can you try and watch this channel?
Yeah, of course.
Well,
I will.
You have to pay for it.
Well, they might have it at the hotel.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe the hotel is fancy enough to spring for
24
Kitchen.
and then, yeah. So if we have any listeners in Lisbon, give me a shout. And then I'll be in Paris for the week after that, both for work. But yeah, if we have any listeners in Paris, let me know.
Sweet. Thank you again, JD. If you want to suggest a genre or topic to us, you can become a $10 and up Patreon donor. Go to patreon.com/songsalad. And if you want to support us in other ways, you can donate any amount on the Patreon. You can download Dashlane using the code SONGSALAD. You can go to the website with SONGSALAD at the end of it.
Dashlane.com/songsalad
yeah, that's
would be
easier
the
way
website
to say that.
With SONGSALAD at the end of it.
And you can support us just by interacting with us on social media.
Yes. Rate us, review us, subscribe to us, don't sue us.
Yeah, rate, review, don't sue.
Yeah.
We are at SongSaladCast on Twitter. We are on Facebook in a group called SongSalad Podcast, the produce section. And buy a mug or something.
Buy a mug or something, you lazy animals. Now, holidays are coming up.
Oh,
if,
yes.
If you
Song Salad gifts.
If you, for whatever reason, your loved one loves Song Salad, get them some merch. SongSaladPodcast.com/merch.
Until next week.
I'm Shannon.
And I'm Scott.
And this has been Song Salad.
Eat
your
with crack.
500 grams of crack.
One, two,
so
three,
much crack.
Four.
Thank you.